It's 25 minutes to 5, news at 5, 25 degrees in the city, live from Central Station, underneath the boards, the coloured boards, which tell you what train is leaving from what platform at what time. If you're coming to Central Station and you're heading north to the Sunshine Coast or south to the Gold Coast via Central Station, come on over, say hello, introduce yourself. We'd like to speak with you. We want to find out about your train journey to the north and south coast here at the southeast corner of Queensland. The reason is that some people are making massive journeys. A little bit later on today, you'll hear about different people who are making two-hour journeys just to get to their destination or their location just in Brisbane alone. That's still to come. But let's look at a project that's costing $5.4 billion of your money. The Cross River Rail Project. It's going to include 10 kilometres of rail line from Dutton Park to Bowen Hills, including a 5.9, basically 6 kilometre long tunnel underneath the Brisbane River and the Central Business District. It'll be Brisbane and Queensland's first underground rail system. Now, if you're a miner, don't tell me yes, I know that there's some, you know, mining railway systems under some of the big coal mines, but the first underground passenger rail system at all. The state government says the project will unlock the bottleneck at the core of our transport network, which will allow more trains to run more often to enable a turn-up-and-go transport system for the whole of southeast Queensland. Graham Newton is the chief executive of the Cross River Rail Delivery Authority. I spoke to him at his office here in Brisbane and asked him, what's it going to do when it's completed?
Cross River Rail basically allows us to unblock the bottleneck in the core of the rail network in the future. So we've got a situation where all the rail goes through the centre of the CBD. What Cross River Rail does is provides a duplication of that capacity and almost doubling the ability to put rail through the network. But what that really means is you can put more rolling stock on, and it means that you can have more trains turn up to stations more often, which makes public transport more appealing to people who are going to use it.
And how many underground stations, or how many stations will there be as part of the whole circuit? I'm aiming for convenience. What will it mean for the commuter who wants to hop on and off reasonably close to where they live?
Yeah, so there'll be four new underground stations in and around the CBD. So one at Bogger Road, one at Woolloongabba, one in Albert Street, and one under Roma Street. And what that does is it means that you're putting stations where they aren't at the moment. Putting a railway station at Albert Street puts it smack in the middle of the CBD. The current railway stations, Central and Roma, are actually on the edge of the CBD. So putting it in the middle of the CBD means it's a 5 to 10 minute walk anywhere, and that'll become the most popular railway station in Brisbane.
And access to the underground stations, one set of escalators, the gems of this, you know, a 5 minute plummet to the depths of hell, how far down?
So they vary in depth down to the stations. Albert Street's around about 30 plus metres down, and so what that means is there'll be sort of several banks of escalators plus lifts for mobility accessibility. So they'll be using all of the new design requirements. And looking at experiences overseas on escalator lengths and how you sort of break that journey up is all part of what we're doing.
How similar will it be to something like the Melbourne Underground Loop, or, you know, the Tube in the UK or in Paris or something? Can you give me something to sort of imagine in my mind's eye to picture it?
Yeah, look, they are the same trains we'll be using this network. So we're looking at the ability to have that rolling stock come through. So at a platform level, you're looking at a platform that's around about 200 plus metres long, which is quite significant. And it'll be modern. It'll have a very clean feel about it. And the lighting will be, you know, pleasant. So it's going to be spacious. So it will have the modern feel about it. The notion that you could catch a train from the middle of the CBD to the Gabba in 3 minutes and then find yourself walking in an environment where you're not going to be encountering heavy traffic and be able to experience pre-game activity outside of the Gabba and then wander in and enjoy that. I mean, you know, that's what we're looking for. And with the Brisbane Lions looking pretty successful, and with the future Ashes test coming, I mean, they're the sorts of things we're looking at, those types of events becoming mainstays for Brisbane, but having them within a 3 minute train ride from a hotel district being the CBD is really what we're looking for to attract visitors.
My name's Steve Austin. I'm speaking with Graham Newton, Chief Executive of Cross River Rail. As part of the project, Roma Street Transit Centre needs to be demolished. When does that start happening?
So we'll be going through a site handover between now and the end of the year, and that's when they'll go through the process of, the contractors will go through the process of preparing for demolition. It does take some time to go through the full demolition. It's quite a large site. I must admit I've had no objections from anybody about the demolition. It's actually received, when I've spoken about it publicly, you often get a round of applause. Look, that provides an opportunity for us to have a wonderful front door at a significant transit hub for the CBD. So I'm quite excited about the prospect of getting that clean slate and providing the opportunity for visitors who come, whether it's via coach or plane, train, or metro, that they'll get to that site and they'll have a very pleasant first experience for Brisbane.
So at end of this year, the work would start demolishing Rome Street. When do you actually start tunnelling? I mean, there's already work on the surface occurred in a number of locations around the city, but when do you start actually tunnelling?
We'll hand the sites over before the end of this year. Then what they'll do is do the demolition, which will allow the preparation to do the station boxes. We expect the TBMs to be arriving late 2020. They'll go through a preparation and then they'll start doing their tunnelling in 2021. It's actually will be done fairly quickly because the rock below the ground is below the surface is actually quite good and suitable for tunnelling. So we're expecting it to happen over a pretty rapid period.
How much of an issue, Graham Newton, is the Brisbane River?
Well, the way the design is we go well below the Brisbane River, so there's at least in the order of 8 metres of rock between the top of the tunnel and the underside of the river. The engineers are very confident with the rock that we've got there, and as you can imagine, you know, I'm quite interested in that as well. But you know, we've put tunnels like the Clem 7 under Brisbane, and it's a good tunnel, and the rock quality around Brisbane is fantastic.
So what current bottlenecks should disappear once Cross River Rail is fully operational? What do you expect? What will be the nirvana moment when people go, ah, now I get it?
Look, the nirvana element for this is really the ability for people to see rail as an alternative to getting in a car. And the way that that happens is it doesn't really matter where you live on the network, because the purpose of this is to allow more trains to go through the middle of the city. So whether you're getting on at Helensvale or Ipswich or coming in from the north coast, the notion that you can put more rolling stock on, so when you go to the station, you arrive there and it's a 5-7 minute wait to the next train. So whether you're dropping your kids off at childcare or going and visiting your mum, then when you go to the station, you don't have to check the timetable. You arrive, you wait, train turns up, you hop on and you go to your destination. And the notion of using your car becomes a secondary issue. I mean, in Sydney now, the notion of driving or catching a cab from the airport into the CBD is just not one that you do, because the rail train comes so frequently. So it's just changed people's behaviour. And I guess we'll see that evolve in the Brisbane environment.
Will you be getting new trains or a different design train for the tunnel network, or will they be exactly the same trains that are running on the network now?
So the trains that run on the network will be the ones that go through, but particularly the ones that will go through the tunnels are the new generation rolling stock ones, and so they're the ones that will be fitted with the European train control system, and then that provides the latest in the signalling to allow that sort of efficient running of the rail. So it will be this new generation that will be the ones that will be using Cross River Rail.
Roll out the key dates from here. Anywhere in the second last week of August, the key dates from now until when the first train carries its first passenger. What are the key dates from now on?
Yeah, so as I said, we'll hand the sites over to the contractors. They'll get into their work, and over the next couple of years, we'll do the excavation, which will then be preparing the tunnels and the tunnel lining. So people who have been through the road tunnels will understand that sort of concrete lining that goes into the tunnels. When with the stations, once they're lined and the TBMs go through the stations, then they need to be fitted out. So they'll be fitted out through to 2023. And then once that work is done, then what happens is it gets handed over to the people who prepare the tunnel for trains to come through it. So that will start to lead into the 2023 period, where those signalling systems get installed, the get themselves into a position where we're ready to hand it over to the rail operators and the signal operators to start trialling running in 2024 through 2024, and there'll be a trialling system. So come 2025, people will be on the trains.
Graham Newton, Chief Executive of the Cross River Rail Delivery Authority. What's it going to be like when it's here? What's it going to change? You'll hear more of that a little bit later on this afternoon. It's 4:45.